Acts, chapter 10. Now there was a certain man in Caesarea, named Cornelius, who was a centurion of the band called the Italian Band. He was a devout man who feared God, along with all his household, and performed many charitable acts for the people, and continually prayed to God. About the ninth hour of the day he saw in a vision an angel of God coming to him, and saying to him, Cornelius? And he, being frightened, fixed his eyes on him, and said, What is it, Lord? And he said to him, Your prayers and your charitable deeds have ascended up as a memorial before God. And now send some men to Joppa, and bring back Simon, who is called Peter. He is staying with someone named Simon, a hide tanner, whose house is by the seaside. Then when the angel who spoke to him left, he called two of his household servants, and a devout soldier from those who attended to him continually. And having described everything to them, he sent them to Joppa. Now on the next day, as they were on their journey and came near the city, Peter went up on the housetop to pray at about the sixth hour of the day. And he became hungry and wanted to eat something. But while they were preparing it, he fell into a trance, and he saw heaven opened and something like a sail coming down, similar to a large sheet, lowered down by four corners onto the earth. In it were all kinds of four-footed creatures, wild animals, reptiles, and birds of the heaven. And a voice came to him, saying, Get up, Peter, kill and eat. But Peter said, By no means, Lord, for I have never eaten anything that is unholy or unclean. And a voice came to him again, the second time, saying, What God has made clean you must not consider unclean. And this was repeated three times, and the piece of cloth was taken back up into heaven. Now while Peter was perplexed about what the vision which he had seen could mean, just then the men who were sent by Cornelius, having asked directions to Simon's house, arrived outside the gate. And they called out, asking, Is Simon, the one who was called Peter, staying here? And while Peter was pondering about the vision, the Spirit said to him, Look, three men are here looking for you. So get up, go down, and go with them without hesitation, for I have sent them. So Peter went down to the men and said, See here, I am the one you are looking for. Why have you come? And they said, Cornelius, a centurion, and a righteous man who fears God and is well spoken of by the whole nation of the Jews, received a divine message brought by a holy angel to send for you to come to his house and to hear what you have to say. So he invited them in and arranged a place for them to stay. And on the next day he went with them, along with some of the brethren from Joppa who accompanied him. And on the following day they came to Caesarea, where Cornelius was waiting for them, having called together his relatives and close friends. And it happened that as Peter entered, Cornelius met him and fell down at his feet and worshipped him. But Peter lifted him up, saying, Stand up, I myself am also a man. And going with him, he went inside and found many gathered together. Then he said to them, You know that it is against Jewish law for someone who is a Jew to make friends with or to visit a Gentile, and yet God has shown me that I should not call anyone unholy or unclean. For this reason also I came without questioning when you sent for me. What then is the reason for sending for me? Then Cornelius said, 4 days ago I was fasting until about this time, and at the ninth hour was praying in my house. And suddenly a man stood in front of me in shining clothing and said, Cornelius, your prayer has been heard and your charitable gifts have been remembered before God. Therefore, send to Joppa and call Simon, who is called Peter, to come to you. He is staying in the house of Simon, a hide tanner, by the seashore. When he comes, he will tell you something important. Therefore, I sent for you immediately, and you have done a good thing by coming. Now, therefore, we are all here present in the sight of God to hear everything that the Lord has given to you to say. So Peter opened his mouth and said, I perceive that it is true that God does not discriminate between people, but those in any nation who fear him and practice righteousness are acceptable to him. The word which I have is the one which he sent to the children of Israel, to proclaiming of the good news, which is peace with God. Through Jesus, the Anointed One, who is Lord of all. You yourselves know about this message, which was declared throughout all Judea, beginning in Galilee, coming after the message of baptism, which John proclaimed. This news concerns Jesus of Nazareth, who went around doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God anointed him with the Holy Spirit and with power, and was present with him. And we are witnesses of all the things which he did, in both the region of the Jews and in Jerusalem. Yet they put him to death by suspending him on a wooden beam. This is the one whom God raised up on the third day and allowed him to be revealed, not to everyone, but to witnesses who were chosen by God, even to us who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. And he commanded us to proclaim to the people and to testify that this is he, the one who is ordained by God to be the judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets give evidence concerning him, showing that through his name everyone who is believing into him will be receiving deliverance, that is, liberation from sins. While Peter was still speaking these things, the Holy Spirit fell on all those who heard the word. And the believers of the circumcision, all those who had come with Peter, were amazed because the gift of the Holy Spirit was also poured out on the Gentiles, for they heard them speak in different languages, magnifying God. Then Peter responded, "Can anyone prohibit these who have received the Holy Spirit just as we did from being baptized in water?" So he arranged for them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. They then asked him to stay with them for some time. This is the end of Acts, chapter 10. The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.